everybody, welcome to another episode of Back Talk. I'm Julia.
And I'm Kayla.
I don't really have anything for what's good this week. Nothing really caught my eye or my ear or my heart. So I'm just here, happy to share this moment with you all. Do you have any?
Mine is really quick. I just wanted to say congratulations to Naomi Osaka. She won the U.S. Open, I believe, for the second time.
Yeah. So,
congratulations to her. It was, I really liked, you know, she had a lot of messages. She wore masks that, you know, say their names. Like, she had like a message every time, like, we saw her publicly. And shout out to Corday, because he was there, you know, with the bells and whistles supporting her. Mm-hmm. And I've always liked him. I feel like he has a good head on his shoulders. Like, he
doesn't seem like he's a smart young man.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like the regular, like, I don't give a fuck, you know, Gen Z kid that, you know, is all about like TikToks and I don't know. Like, yeah. I just feel like I like them. I feel like they're, you know, a nice young couple, and it was good to see them representing for our culture on a huge platform, because it's really not much going on these days, you know. Like, the U.S. Open is going to get a lot of coverage, going to have a lot of eyes on them, so I'm proud that they really took that time to use their platform.
I think it's really sweet that they're together. Like, she seems, I mean, I know pictures are like deceiving, but she seems like so innocent and sweet. And
I like that she really like takes every opportunity to remind y'all that, don't get it twisted, I am also just as much Haitian as I am Japanese.
Yeah, she's Black.
So,
yeah.
Like, she do not play. I really like them. They seem like a really nice young couple. So shout out to them.
Yeah. It's very sweet and wholesome, you know.
That's all I have for what's good. Like I said, it was really quick. I don't really have anything else. Nothing else I've been... Oh, you know I've been watching?
What?
Child, They Got Me Back. Power what? Book 2.
Oh, God.
I'm back. I don't know how. It literally took me, like, I think a week and a half to watch the first episode, but that shit is good.
What is it about?
Girl, it's basically, like, just the story continuing from Tyree's point of view now. So, like, he's the main character. So, it's basically him navigating, going to school, trying to get his mom out of jail, girls, boarding school. It's just a lot. You know, it's basically his point of view. And he's actually like, you kind of, it has you in. Yeah, you kind of want to see what's going on next. And then I will say, Mary J. Blige, I love her character. She's basically playing his roommate's family. So it's complicated, you know, in true power fashion. It's a lot of like backstory, but I love her character. And then Method Man plays the attorney. So it's like, they just got me. I'm hooked. Like, what can I say?
I watched the first episode and I got maybe like 3/4 of the way through and I fell asleep. And so I haven't tried again. Is what I'm saying.
Episode, and I don't know. I'm just invested. And that, you know, Woody, he played Bobby Brown. Uh-huh. He plays the cousin. Listen, I don't know.
So they're doing good with the casting.
The casting is really good. And I just like, I don't know. They got us. Well, not everybody, of course, but like, they got me. I'm back in. I want to see what happens next. Ghost is gone. And I couldn't stand Ghost anyway. Tommy's gone, which I'm sad about. I hope he comes back, like pops in throughout the season.
So is Ghost really dead? Is that still a thing?
He's gone. The funeral's happened now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Ghost is gone.
That's kind of sad.
I don't know. I feel like Ghost's character, like, I think from the beginning, I wanted to root for him so bad, but I just hated him since season one. Like, I just could not like Ghost. Like, I just couldn't do it.
But I was glad when Angela died.
Listen, he said, Tasha, can't you see the light? The
I lost the love of my life. Like, are you kidding?
Girl, run him over. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Later for Ghost. I'm good off it.
So Power Book 2, I've been into it. I probably won't, like, rush to watch it. Like, listen, if I'm 3 weeks behind, I'll probably be okay. But it's been pretty good. I like it.
Yeah.
That's all I had for what's good. Clownery. Clownery.
Oh, God. I don't really know why this is news. Or why we should even care. Cardi B and Offset. So hot off the press. Right before we press play.
News. Yeah.
I guess Cardi B filed for a divorce from Offset. And again, I'm not, like, I don't care. Like, I don't care. Let's start there. I don't care. And I don't care for a number of reasons. I don't care, you know, the main reason being, like, haven't we already gone through this? Like, didn't she already say she was going to divorce him? Like, she was all on tour talking about, oh, I told him the other day I'm going to get a divorce. Like, she worked it into her song lyrics and stuff. So it's like, you've been threatening to leave this man for I don't know how long. And I mean, look, we've all been there. Like, I get it. But like, girl, like, when you finally do decide to leave him, it's very anticlimactic. Like, not that we should care that much or be in your business like that. But it's like, okay, but I'm supposed to pretend to be shocked. Like, all right, she's leaving him. Is it for real this time or like not? Either way, like it shouldn't be news at this point. Like,
no, it's definitely
this nigga been cheating. Why? Why is it news?
It's news. It's because they're celebrities.
Well, yeah, but like, why is it like? Are you shocked?
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Why?
Because I thought she at least had another like good 3 more years of sticking through it. I'm shocked that she left this soon, for sure.
Also, you're shocked that she's actually leaving.
Yeah, I'm really shocked that she's really going. If she does, because you know it's really just she's just filing the paperwork. But yeah,
you can always go and sign something.
Right, we've seen plenty of people go down to the courthouse and you know leave that paperwork there and never go back to it. Like we see that all the time. But I'm really shocked that she really took that step because I feel like you know like. From the beginning, like when we see like, you know, there are rumors of them cheating or whatever, that nigga hiding his phone while he's on live, like just being disrespectful, just being, you know, embarrassing that girl for no reason. It's kind of like you don't need that. Yeah. And I think especially as you get older, and I think I'm getting into like, I don't think I'm auntie yet, but I'm definitely older cousin. And I could just look at, you know, younger girls, you know, you can do better than that. You know, you don't need that. What about you is saying to yourself that you need to stay here? You know, and I'm just happy. Yeah. I'm happy for her if she's really taking those steps to be like, no, like, I'm not tolerating that. I'm good by myself or I can do better or I, you know, like, I don't need that.
Yeah.
Especially having a child with somebody, you know, that's a different kind of bond. So yeah. I'm proud if she's taking those steps to, you know, that toxicity from her life.
You're right. I get that. I definitely, most definitely get that. And, you know. It is a big deal when a woman kind of like finds her strength and like,
yeah,
all right, enough. I'm done with it.
Yeah, you know, that's all it was. I was shocked. I thought she had another 3 years. Cause you know, how old is Cardi? What, 24, 25?
No, I thought she was older than that.
Maybe she is. I don't know. But you know, like I said, the point is, you know, there's a lot of women who take years. You know, they wait. I'm gonna wait for the kids to go to college. Girl, like, you know, like it's just, we don't see it. And it's refreshing to me.
Yeah. And I mean, she has plenty of money. Like, she doesn't need him really for anything. She probably, right. She was really with him. It looked like that she loved him, you know. And...
Oh, she's 27. Okay, Cardi. Yeah, she's 27. She's sick of that nigga. Fuck that.
Yeah. And then I think now they call him cheating again. So
I'm sure that's what it is. Like, I haven't seen what the reason was, but if I had to bet a dollar or two, I'm going to put it on cheating.
How much is too much?
I think that's up to the individual.
Actually, we can expound on this since we don't really have a main topic today.
Yeah,
as far as cheating, it's everything. As far as cheating go, like what are your boundaries? Like, how do you feel about cheating?
I'm a very zero tolerance policy kind of girl. Like, I have broken up with people for less. Like, I don't need you to like cheat. You think you're gonna cheat and I'm gonna stay, nigga? If your communication is lacking, I'm out. Which is not like a positive. I'm not like glorifying that because you know, like I just don't. I don't tolerate a lot of shit. Like, you're going to treat me well or I'm out. And that's just the end of it. Like, I could really be head over heels for you. The day that there's a shift in you regards to me, and I understand people go through it. People have moments. But if I have if my gut is telling me this is some shady shit, I'm out. Like, I don't need to stick around to find out. Yeah. I really don't. I will be gone. I'm done. Sorry. No.
Really?
I don't be with the shits. Like, it's... My thing is, but as I'm growing older, you kind of see like every relationship is not that one, you know, your lifelong relationship. Some people are just meant to be dated and that's okay. You know, everyone doesn't have to have those kind of strong, like, you know, boundaries in the relationship. I've had, you know, people that I've dated and it's like, bro, do your thing. I'm not worried about it. But if I'm in a locked down situation, we're literally together because we want to grow and build and eventually have a family together. That's what we see with each other. And you kind of, you break my trust or you break your word or you start to treat me like, you know, you cool. You know, when niggas start doing a little stupid shit, like, I don't know, like they just don't care for you the same way. You know, I'm out. Bye. Keep that same energy or I'm gone.
Yeah, I get that for sure. Now, like, do you think that you could come back? Because have you ever been cheated on?
I think so. I don't have any hard, solid evidence, but if I had to bet, I'm gonna say yes. But nothing that I like found or nothing that I like, you know, like it's hard to explain. Like, you did shit that I didn't like regarding another girl. Like, it might have been messages that I didn't like. To me, that's like anything that you have to lie about, that's enough for me.
Yeah.
But like, I have to find out like he was anything with another girl and all of that. I don't need the details, okay?
Anything I have to find out, like, I feel like that's cheating. Now, do you think you could come back from cheating? Like, do you think you could forgive?
I think I can, but I've always had this thing where like what's gonna change? Like, okay, you got caught and now you're so sorry. Like, I don't think people change. Like, it's like, oh, I'm gonna change, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna do it again. Like, why not? Like, what stopped you? What's gonna stop you next time? If there's another situation, you know, a good example, Kevin Hart, if there's another situation where you feel like you could get away with it, or it's the perfect storm and it's, you know, it's right, the opportunity presents itself, what's gonna stop you?
You're right.
I don't know. I just don't be feeling like people change. I feel like something life altering has to happen, like for you to change as a person, like for you to not be doing the same bullshit that you've always done. Because at this point, we're in our 30s.
Oh yeah, like now the tolerance is less. Yeah, we are grown.
Yeah, and the people's habits are set in stone. Like, your character is pretty much like what it is. Like, you have to go through something life altering to kind of shift your perspective and shift the way you move. So you can save that "I'll change" speech, because that shit's not working for me.
Yeah. It makes sense.
But yeah, but I'm also very, you know, I've been called, you know, a prison warden. I've been called, you know, like, you know, that's just how I am. Like, they're like, what, you a probation officer? Listen, I'm not trying to check in with you. I'm not trying to be on your neck. If I have to do all that, trust me, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, that's too much. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to bring me peace. Like, I'm supposed to like it here.
At the bare minimum, can I like it here? Like, can I at least, you know, be enjoying myself in this relationship? Like, relationship stress to me is like, I'm one of those people, I take it hard. Like, I can't deal with a lot of it. So if you're causing more stress than happiness, and like I said, I understand that people go through it. I'm not asking you to be perfect. I'm not perfect, but damn.
Hmm.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I kind of don't know. And it might be because, like, I have my own problems with, like, commitment and, you know, being satisfied with just one person. So, like, and it'll be nothing against the person. Like, I just have yet to find, like, everything that I want in one person. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I'm always on, like, the build a nigga tip. Like, or, well, like, not like build a nigga, but like, I'll talk to one dude because this, or like, I'll talk to another dude because he does this, you know. I go to different people for different things. Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't really know what that says. Now I think as far as like cheating and everything, like, the problem comes in when there's like deception and lying. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of times I am honest about, you know, talking to multiple people. We have the commitment talk, but if I've committed myself to you to say, hey, I'm gonna stay faithful, I'm only, like, we are exclusive, this is what we're doing, and we make that agreement, like, if me or you, like, kind of deceives the other person and sneaks around and does some shit, then it's like, that is kind of like no excuse, because we've had this talk, we've set clear boundaries. Like, it's one thing, you know, for you to start talking to somebody and they tell you, like, I ain't talking to nobody else. Like, niggas lie. A pair of lips will say anything. But if we, like, make that commitment together, like, we
from agree, here on out, this is
this is how it is, like, we not fucking with nobody else, like, but each other, and you go against that, then I have a problem. Mm-hmm. Now I will say, like, I can give a pass if it's like the beginning of the relationship, because I do, again, if I know how hard it is to kind of like bet it all on one person, and it's not an easy transition unless, like, you just get down like that. Like, if you are serial monogamous or whatever you want to call it, and you relationships and commitment to one person and exclusivity is your thing. I know it's not my thing, so I'm able to give grace to another person, like, when we first kind of start out, you know, because for me, it's not an easy transition from being, like, super single, doing whatever the hell I want, and then having this super duper exclusive relationship with the person.
Right.
It takes a level of vulnerability to just drop all of your options and, like, bet it all on one person.
You think so?
I do. Like, honestly,
I can't wait to tell these niggas I'm taking. Oh my God. I'm going to say it with a smile.
It's fun, but then it's like, what if the nigga starts moving funny?
Just kidding.
Then what are you going to do? Like,
you got to double back and be like, just kidding.
I have doubled back. I've spun the block so many times.
And they know your car at this point.
They know my car. Like, and it's because, like, I've always made the wrong decision when it comes to, like, investing and putting all my eggs in a nigga's basket. Like, listen, I have not yet met a nigga with, like, a worthy basket.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to get tattooed picky and still be picking wrong, because that is the story of my life, okay?
Oh, my God. Like,
picky. I'm so picky.
and still be wrong. Picking the wrong nigga
every time.
That's how we know that we're not the problem. It's them.
Listen, they're liars. Okay, there's no way around it. They're liars. Oh my
god, men are so like narcissistic and like.
You know what else
really,
I've learned?
They really want to sell themselves to you.
That's exactly. I really learned that. Like I'm so picky, right? Like Julia knows this. Like there's been a million times where she'd be like, "Oh, you know who?" And I'll find something. Even with my sister, like I had a discussion. Like she was like, "Why do you nitpick?" I was like, "I don't know. Like I think it's a defense mechanism first of all to find something wrong, so that way I don't have to even explore the idea of like dating, because you know, child." Mm-hmm. But one thing I've noticed is like when you get to know someone, like I'll be so picky, and then the person who's saying like everything right, who's saying like. Child, I had one person, like, he would say everything right. Like, everything that you'd be like, oh, my God, is exactly what... To the point where I'd be like, do you listen to the podcast and, like, hear what I'm saying and then mm-hmm. recite it to me, because it's fishy at this point. But yeah. It would be a joke. Like, I'm really, like, eating this shit up. Like, I'm buying everything. And you just have to... I realize that, like, the person who's saying everything right is lying. Because nobody is saying everything right. Like, they're just not being honest with you. They're just saying what you think, what they think you're going to want to hear.
Yeah.
I've accepted now that I'm going to have to not like some shit about you, because at least I know you're being honest.
Girl, you have a point. Oh my God.
I really learned that. I was like, yo, this nigga was talking about he loves Beyonce too. I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. Like, Kayla, come on. That nigga was not listening to Lemonade. Like, come on.
He likes me, myself, and I, sis.
Girl, he said he was listening to Lemonade so much he had to stop. Like, it was just like, I was like, oh my God, this is great. This nigga loves Beyonce. He's checking all the boxes. And then it's like, well, of course he is. He's just telling you everything that you said you want. You're like, yeah, I do that. Yeah, sure. That nigga's lying.
Dang, so what do we do? Like, we just, like you said, we
just have to get... You coming to me? That's as far as I got.
We have to understand that they lie. They're lying.
Yeah, if everything sounds too good to be true, it is. Damn. That's the moral of the story.
Ugh. Oh my God. Like, have you ever been in a situation where it was, like, hard, like, for you to leave a person?
No. Because one thing about me, I think I have a lot of Scorpio in my chart, and one thing that we do, like, we will save ourselves. Like, we are so sorry, sweetie. Like, we are not going down with you. Like, I just can't be embarrassed. I can't look stupid. I can't. And it's like, I don't know. Like, it's not like positive things. Like, when I say these things, I'm not trying to brag on myself. Like, literally, like, I will not look stupid before I sit here and try to work this shit out with you. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm not really going
to. I used to be that way, but like, I think before I was young, like now I'm getting older and like I'm going soft. Like I be giving these niggas the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
I looked at my birth chart the other day. And I put it on Twitter and people were like, wow, we get it. Like, so I have a lot of Capricorn in my chart, but I'm a mm-hmm. Cancer rising.
Child.
And a Leo moon. Okay.
Listen.
I'm finna send it to you.
I call y'all the emo thugs. Y'all be hard on the outside, but that can't. I'm telling you, Cancer is very strong energy. Like, it's just like you, it's very sensitive. You feel everything.
It sucks.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Okay, I'm sending it to you now. It's bad. Like, and I think
Capricorn, it might be what keeps you sane.
Yeah, like, because I am unhinged a lot of the time.
Okay, so yeah, this is a lot of energy. This is a lot of like. A Leo moon and a Sagittarius Mercury. It's a lot of fire energy here. But the Capricorn, yeah, the Capricorn is what keeps you, it keeps you grounded. But that Cancer, child, that's a bad mix.
The Cancer rising, right?
The Cancer rising in the Leo moon is tricky.
Because I don't know which way to go. Because
that means it just doesn't take much for you to pop off. Like
it doesn't. It doesn't. It really doesn't. Like, I'm very much jump first and ask questions later. And yeah. Like,
and then the Capricorn side is going to ask all the right questions. And then you'd be like, oh, so I really didn't have to do that.
Oh, that's my funny. God. But yeah, like, the older I get, like, I'm giving everybody the benefit of the doubt. And it sucks. Because, like, the older we get, it's like a new, like, that joke. Like, oh, when are we going to get some new niggas? Like,
listen. I've gotten to the point now, like how you said, like, you know, we're getting older and how you said you want to give more people the benefit of the doubt. I'm looking back like, damn, like a lot of these people some of the people that I felt like it didn't work. It was a conversation we could have had.
It,
like, I feel like I might have been too quick because there was a lot of great in the relationship, but it was probably like a time, we probably like a period of the relationship where, you know, I just didn't like how the shit was looking and I wasn't feeling it. And so I'd be like, nope. Cause like I said, you're not about to have me looking stupid. But then now I'm looking back and it's like all the stuff that people say, like, you know, do this, let's do that. And I was like, I really did a lot of this shit already.
And then now talk about we done ran out of niggas.
Yeah. Look, I'm like, damn, like, do I need to double bet? I need to, hey, big head somebody. Cause we was a vibe. Like, I, you know, if you break it down, we got along great.
Oh my God. You can't spin the block. But then it's like, you can't spin the block because, you know, niggas, these niggas hold grudges. And so like, they do, they hold grudges. And then it's like,
with a joke and break the ice.
The older,
but you didn't think you'd see me here. I'm gonna break the ice.
The older we get, it's like, now they're like picky and they feel like, you know, oh, I ain't got to deal with that. Like when we were younger, these niggas were a little bit more easy.
I know, right? I don't know. I feel like I got a good rapport with my old niggas. They know me.
You think so?
I think so. I think
I do too. It's just none of them niggas take me serious. So like, I be joking like, oh, come on, let's get married.
They saw you go around the mirror. They saw you. They saw you spin the block and wasn't coming for them. And now they holding a grudge.
Oh my God. But yeah, no, dating's bad. And no, like, I'm sad. I have like a very giving heart now. Like, I don't know who this person is, but I am giving niggas the benefit of the doubt. And I be over here with the clown face. Like, I had a conversation with myself like 2 days ago. And, you know, just normal entanglement shit, just doing shit. I like had a moment to myself and I was like, wow, Julia, you are really on nut shit. I am on nut shit. I'm on nut shit. Absolutely. 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 And usually, I'll have a nut shit moment, but it'll literally be a moment, like a good week and a half. Like, and usually, like, the tide will turn. I'll get back in my bag and I'll start being like ruthless again. Now it's like, it's not happening. So it's like, damn, like, damn.
Oh, no.
Am I in clown town for like more than a spell? Like, like, am I gonna live here for a little bit or like, oh, what? God. What lesson? What lesson?
No.
What lesson am I supposed to learn? I don't know.
It's a tricky space to be in.
It is.
And I feel like, you know, like your extreme, your part of the, you know, your side of the spectrum isn't necessarily right or wrong. And I'm on the complete opposite side. And I don't know if that's right either. So I can't even be like, hey, come over here.
It's fun though. Like, you know what? And I feel like I should have had this moment when I was younger, but here I am about to turn 30 and having this moment. Mm-hmm. I will say, like, I know we joke a lot at like toxic memes and stuff on the internet and stuff, but nobody ever is honest when it's like you in some bullshit and you got no business like messing with a person or people. And it's like, it's just something, you know, you got no business doing. It is so fun. It's fun.
I know it is. I can tell you it is. I know for a fact
it's
it
fun. Like, and when you enjoy myself, you ain't too much. Got no business being with this nigga. He's like, girl, I'm coming over tonight. And you're just like, sure.
I know for a fact. Like, you don't even feel comfortable telling anybody that it happened.
When you open the door and you immediately roll your eyes at him, that's the best. It's so fun. But it's like, you're not supposed to be doing this. Like, you have no business here. Like, what are you doing? For real.
Girl. I can't go there, though. I'm scared of that place because I know I'll enjoy it too much.
Yeah. Like, I'm waiting on the tide to turn to where I'm like, okay, like, you are smarter than this. Enough. But it's just not here. So it's like, damn it, this must be a lesson that I am supposed to be learning, because what the hell is this?
I don't know. I'm kind of scared of dating now.
Oh, it's bad. It's bad, but it's...
It's ghetto.
It could be fun. It's what you make it. Like, if you're able to laugh at yourself like how I do now, like, it's like, all right. It's a way to keep yourself in check.
I'll beat myself up. I'm like, this nigga thinks I'm a whole fucking joke. I'm in the group chat. Like, I will overthink it. Like, I'm like, oh, no, I'm a joke. Everybody knows I'm a joke. The whole town knows I'm a joke.
I'm a fraud.
I'm a whole fraud. I come and talk all this shit, and look what I'm doing.
That's how I am right now. Okay. Listen, if you know... Friends of Back Talk to Podcast, like, you know who I am and you know how I've gotten down. I don't know. Again, that's why I say I don't know who I am. I don't know who this person is.
I feel like I should. I feel like if I could find a sweet spot in the middle between fuck it, you only live once, and boy, you're not about to play me. If I could find a sweet spot in the middle, I feel like I could be happy.
I'm inching towards that. Like,
I think that's a sweet spot to be in. Yeah. Because honestly, I feel like I am too harsh. Like, I feel like I'm way too critical, and I feel like I've probably turned down a lot of great people just because of, I don't know why. Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes you got to just go with the bullshit. And then, you know, sometimes it really turns into something, because something has attracted you guys to each other, right? Like, either you guys enjoy each other's company, yeah, or, you know, you have some level of care for each other. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't got the answers. I know. At least you're having fun too. I sacrifice all the fun for fucking morals and standards and shit.
Yeah. See?
No, and then be sitting here watching Girlfriends for the 100th time over and over again.
Oh, I was going to ask, like, have you gotten through everything?
I'm on season 7 now. I started at season 6 because I literally went to, like, the part I like. I was like, I'm going to go to when Joan and Tony are having friendship issues. I've watched Girlfriends so many times, like, listen, I can tell you scene by scene. I can recite the episodes. I can tell you the funny part. I can tell you the mannerisms. Like, that's my show. Like, y'all know I love Girlfriends. So I'm excited that it's, you know, just on demand whenever I want to watch it, whatever episode, whatever season. I'm at when Joan is finally has a man, like a one that's not running from her.
I need to find, like, I need to find like time to sit down and watch Girlfriends, because to keep it a buck, like, honestly, I haven't watched any of the other reboots like that, but I want to be clocked in for Girlfriends, because, like,
I've seen a lot of people saying that it's different as an adult.
Yeah. I watched the first episode, but, like, I was doing other stuff. I didn't really get a chance to. So, like I said, I need time.
Yeah. And what I will say, it flies by because every episode is like 20 minutes. So you can knock out 3, you know, in an hour. So, but I will say, like, it doesn't really get, like, not corny, sitcom-y, cliche until, like, season 5-ish.
Yeah.
5 through 8 are really good. But, like, you kind of have to watch the whole series to get, like, yeah, like, season 5 is when it starts to get, like, really good. Like, the budget goes up. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just, it's a different, like, it's a change in the series. Mm-hmm. But like I said, you have to watch from the beginning just so you can get, like, the history, the, you know, like, you could get, like, really into, like, the dynamics of the relationships. And I feel like even now watching it again, like, certain things are applying different. I don't know. I enjoy Girlfriends. There's a lot of lessons to be learned, especially, like, between having girlfriends and relationships, and, you know, it's just a lot.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch it again as an adult and see. That's really all I have. Like, are we still in clownery?
Yeah, I think that was it. That wraps it up. Okay. I mean, I feel like we've talked about dating, but
this kind of goes into the dating topic.
This kind of goes right into it, and I'm just discouraged at this point, to be honest. Like,
the bar is in hell,
girl. It's ashes at this point.
Yeah, the bar has begun to disintegrate.
So apparently, I don't even know where this started. I swear, I just got on Twitter and I just saw people talking about going on walk dates. I don't know what, if this is a story. I don't know if it's a question. I don't know where this came from, but. Listen, imagine, you know, you got a message from a guy you've been texting and he said, hey, be ready at 8, coming to pick you up. And you're, you know, of course, excited, get dressed, get cute. You know, you don't want to spoil the surprise. Niggas tell us we talk too much and ask too many questions and don't let them do shit. So you're not going to ask, where are we going? You get in the car and you see this nigga has on a fucking dry fit shirt and shorts. And you're like, what's going on? Where are we going? For a walk.
Okay, so is this an actual scenario or like...
That's how I pictured it in my head. Because how are we going walking?
Okay. So my problem lies is like... My problem is why do y'all have to try to turn everything into a date? If you want to go on a walk with me, just say, let's go for a walk. It's not a date. I'm going to look up the definition of date because I'm sure that like we're doing it wrong.
I don't think maybe that is it. Like, it's not a date. Like, I've gone on walk. I've been in a relationship though. Don't think we're just like kicking it, getting to know each other, and you're gonna be like, let's go for a walk. I'm probably not going to go. But if I'm in a relationship, like, there's been plenty of times we went to the park and went for a walk, and it's nice. But it's not a date. It's just we're doing something together.
Woof. Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense. And like again, men will stop at nothing. To
not spend money.
Yeah, to not spend money and to, like, make us try to settle for, like, less than what we really want. Like, it's late, it's played. Like, why is...
And try to guilt us about it, too. Like, how dare we want something good?
Yeah, like, It's a date. Like, let me look. That's what I was doing. I am going to look up the definition of date. Let's take it down all the way down to the text. Date.
It's a little tricky. It's a little vague.
Okay, so there's a lot of different ones.
One I'm seeing, it says a social or romantic appointment or engagement.
Okay. Dated, dating. Hold on. Regular time. Yep. To make a usually romantic social arrangement to meet with or to have a date with. Okay. So
where's the romance in walking?
Where? Yeah. So like, I'm not understanding. Like, are we walking like with ice cream? Like, what are we going like on a talk? And it's usually like a precursor, like, oh, I gotta feel the vibe first before, like, y'all don't talk over the phone and FaceTime. Like, is that not enough? I know sometimes, you know, there's a first date and then there isn't one after because y'all just don't vibe like that in person, but that's just it's a toss up. Like, it's a risk you take. And honestly, like, I feel like we have ways, like there's FaceTime, there's talking on the phone, like there's,
right.
There's all that.
Like, you didn't catch a vibe before you asked me out.
Right. Like, I'm going, like, before I go out with anybody or meet up with anybody in person, like, I'm going to FaceTime you or we're going to talk on the phone.
Right.
Texting Absolutely. Doesn't work. Yeah. It's just not going to work. Heavy on the FaceTime because I don't need to pull up and you look different.
I'm trying to think. I did go out with a guy one time and I hadn't FaceTimed him first. I knew who he was and we had a lot of mutual friends. So I knew he existed. I knew him, but I never talked to him like in close quarters enough. And then we went on a date and it was terrible. It was terrible. FaceTime first. Talk on the phone first.
What was terrible about it?
Everything. Everything, everything, everything. You know this person too because I took them one time when we was recording. I was in the fucking pits of hell.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it just wasn't, you know, it wasn't as advertised.
I still can't believe that happened. Like,
that was not as advertised.
Brought somebody with you.
Girl, I was trying. I really was trying.
You were. That's why I'm like, now you can be a little bit more tough because you did try.
I tried. I really did. I had a period where I really tried.
You did. But it's been a few years. Maybe you want to get back out there.
I'm trying to. I really want to. I would love to get myself back out there. And I feel like, you know,
but where do
I'm
you even
open.
Start?
I don't know. I just feel like it starts energetically. It's going to sound crazy. But I feel like I'm going to put out the energy that I'm open to dating. Like,
it's
you
ghetto.
Know.
You got to find like creative ways. Like yesterday I did some shit on Twitter. I don't know if you caught it or not.
No, and I didn't see.
Girl.
Let me go. Listen, I'm typing in your name now.
Oh, you got to scroll down a little bit to see it.
What
but
did
like,
you
it,
do?
It turned into a thing, you know?
I'm scrolling.
It was a thing. And then the person like had like followed, like he.
Oh, I see it. Cast out the net.
And then,
I see.
But then like, it, you know, the person was already like following me. And so it was like a thing. And then now we like laugh. Girl, do you see how people blew up my spot?
Listen.
I didn't tag nobody. And people were like, oh my God. And I'm like, are y'all fucking kidding
this
me
person?
Right now? Yes.
What happened to that person, though?
You know them?
That is funny. I don't know them, but I mean, I see who they are here. Shout out to that person. I see it.
You know, it's, you know.
I like it. How do I retweet this?
It's got... The moment has passed. Please look at the replies.
We can't
look
bring it back?
No.
Not sure if this went anywhere, but... on the timeline.
Oh my God, do it. You gotta do it.
I'm gonna be following up on this. Not just sure if this went anywhere.
Just circling back.
I'm weak. Oh my God.
Kayla, look at the
this
comments.
Is creative.
Look what people like said. Like people we know vouch for him, but like two people like tagged him. And I'm like, are y'all fucking kidding me? Why would y'all tag? But you know, it went somewhere, like with him tagging. Like, and it was like kind of a joke thing. Like we laughed about.
Child, joke my behind. Okay. This is how you do it, ladies, okay?
Listen, girl,
you gotta get creative.
It was 3:39 p.m. so I can't blame it on any type of alcohol. I was just here. This is what quarantine does.
Listen, I'm here. I support it. I support a like a creative way.
Yeah, it was cute.
I like it. I think I would appreciate it. If somebody did that to me, I would like it.
And so if something happens, like, you know, then I could be like, damn, this is how it started. All
right. Yeah. I like it. That's a fun story to tell your kids.
Girl.
Look how far I took it. This is why, you know what? I can't.
I can't.
This is my problem now. This is my problem.
Oh my God.
But yeah. But, yeah, back to the walk dates. Hell no.
Yeah,
that's all I'm gonna say about that. Absolutely not. I will block your number if you ever ask me to go walking with you on a date. Like, that's never happening.
Yeah, no.
Ever, ever, ever. Hell no. I don't care.
Yeah, I just, there's no creativity in that. And it's like, it's I've seen, not to say I've experienced, but I've seen like some lousy excuses for like a date or a first date or whatever. Like, I've seen like some lousy excuses, but a walk date, that's new.
Listen, they wanted to take us to coffee. They wanted to take us on
Starbucks.
Pre-date.
Was a stretch.
They were already playing in our face, and now they're talking about let's go for a walk.
I mean,
in Florida. That's
I'm
a hell
even,
no.
Like, I'm even touchy on like, don't take me on like no Groupon date or anything like that. Like, I don't
listen. This kind of even goes into like circling back to the definition of romantic, social, whatever it said, like that rock climbing, let's go do, I don't even know, laser tag. I'm not doing that shit. A date is meant to be romantic. It's meant to be like, it's not like I could go rock climbing, I could do that stuff with my friends if I wanted to, you know what I mean? Like, I'm here with you for a specific reason, because we're romantically interested in one another. Now if you are not that, then sir, stop wasting my time. I want romance, okay? I saw a thing that said, you know, if I don't get some romance soon, I'm gonna die. And I'm pretty sure that I'm pretty sure. Lack of romance, okay? At this point, I don't even know if I'm allowed to ask for romance after my little my Instagram live.
Well, you know, we all have a weak moment, and it's like that's the old you, you know, like
right. I've changed. You're right. I've changed.
Yeah,
I'm romantic now. I would love to be romantic now. I'm telling you, like, I really think I have changed. I want to do romantic stuff. I want to surprise you. I want to, you know, plan stuff for your birthday. I want to be romantic too now. Like, I'm ready. Maybe I just wasn't ready back then.
Yeah, like, but you weren't ready, but we are now. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. That's the story I'm saying too. Mm. Whenever they ask, because I was really like, how am I going to get past this one? But I think that's fair. Like, people are allowed to grow. I was not romantic back then, but I want to be now.
Yeah, I mean,
and I deserve romance.
Yeah. You see what I tweeted the other day? I just want, you know, affection and reassurance and, you know, to be sucked on like an oxtail bone.
Listen, we all deserve.
Hey. At this point. But yeah, walk dates or no, I just feel like if you're broke, like, you need to either get creative or don't date at all. Like, please stop making people settle for less than what they want because it's all you have to offer.
Right. And then guilting them for it too on top of that. Like, oh, you're ungrateful or you're a gold digger. You have no gold, sir. Just say that.
You know, like, you don't have any money.
At all. And you're trying to tell me that I need to come walk with you to prove that I'm a good person, and that's just not happening. You need me to come walk with you to prove that I'm not here for your money. I could have just told you that. Mm. Have me out here on the trail at 7 p.m. with the mosquitoes. No.
I'm not outdoorsy anyway. So it's like,
we are in Florida.
Yeah.
It is hot.
That's not
And
happening.
It can rain at any moment.
Don't ever take me on no nature trail. Don't take me on, I don't want to do no outside. I don't want to go canoeing. I don't want to do axe throwing. I don't want to go zip line. Like, I'll zip line, but I don't want to go paintball. Like, I don't want to do none of that shit. Anything that involves me getting hurt or bitten by, or something crawling on me. Like, I don't want to do any of that.
I'm breaking a sweat, I don't want to be there.
Hello, I'm sweating my roots
Why is there no AC in here?
Yeah, I'm sweating my roots out. My makeup is separating. Like, I don't
want to. Girl, cracking. And I smell like outside.
I don't want to. And then, like, after the walk date, they're like, oh, that's just the date. Like, I can't eat. Like, we can't. And it could be so simple. All women really want is dinner. Like, y'all, I feel like at this point, men make it complicated. We just want dinner. We want dinner. We want drinks. We want to dress up and look nice. And we want you to tell us that we look nice. Like, that's literally it. That's it. But y'all are like, y'all are creating your own mazes. Y'all going around the mulberry bush trying to make it something else. Like, oh no, y'all ungrateful because what if we go to an escape room? But I said I want mozzarella sticks and cocktails. That's what I said I wanted.
And then, like, they call you a gold digger and a prostitute.
A gold digger and a prostitute just because I want to sit my ass down and dinner and drinks. And drink. Is, that's a perfect date. Like,
it's shit that you do anyway.
It's the perfect opportunity to get to know somebody because y'all have nothing but space and opportunity to talk. I feel like y'all don't be having no personality for real. That's why y'all all want to do activities. A woman's not going to be, she's not going to be impressed enough by just your personality. You got to do something to distract her and keep her entertained.
Or it looks like you don't want her to have her eyes on you too long.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to post that on Facebook. That's a good one.
Listen, just say you're ugly and just leave it at that. Like, just say, you know, I'm not a looker. We need to have something distracting you. But I feel like, you know, especially like last, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, I tweeted like, I want to get dressed up and go to a nice dinner. You know what I did? Me and my sisters and my best friend, we got our asses dressed up and went to a nice dinner. So, sir, don't tell me that, you know, this is just something that we don't need to be doing. If this is my life anyway, if I could do this anyway, like, just do it. It's not that hard.
I don't want to do
fucking hard.
No hike, no rock climbing.
Take me to the fucking restaurant. Have a reservation.
Yeah.
Look nice and smell good. That's all I'm asking.
Just take me down to the restaurant.
And tell me a funny story, okay? While we're sitting there waiting for our appetizers.
Right. Like, you don't got no giggling, conversation.
Stupid. Tell me I look pretty. Damn. No conversation.
Like, yeah.
No stories. Nothing.
Oh, my God.
No questions, no icebreakers. I'm really getting discouraged. Somebody please help. I don't know what to do at this point because I feel like I need some hope.
I got nothing for you, sis. I just said, though, like, being entangled is fun. So,
you know what? Seeking entanglement.
So should we crank back up the dating show?
For who?
You. Okay, so I'm gonna consult with Derek and we're gonna do it because Derek has found.
Derek is gonna kick my ass.
No, I hooked him up with somebody.
Oh, maybe you are the matchmaker then.
Yeah, hello. Okay, the girl's cute. You know what? She's really cute too.
I trust you. I trust that you would not have, you know, Bozo sitting across from me. But I can't do three. We're gonna have to do one and see how it goes.
Well, we'll narrow it down.
So we have to have three contestants?
You have to, okay, so yes, we'll have three contestants, but like, you have to like at least FaceTime them or something and then like make a decision. No, that's a good idea. It's a good idea. We're going to just roll with it.
I'm scared. I'm terrified. I think I'm terrified of dating. I don't know. Okay, let's do it. Fuck it. What else do we have going on?
We got the buy-in. Okay, now I got, now. No, for real. I'm going to call Derek after this. It's on. She said yes. I'm about to say,
she said yes. I'm so scared, y'all. Oh my God. I'm terrified. But you know what? What else do we have going on? What else is there to do? Why not?
Nothing.
You have to
get in the game. House for board, yeah.
Yeah, and you have to get in the game. Who knows? And I trust that you at least will stop Derek from picking anybody.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not gonna do that to you. But
I'm not even gonna give any requirements. I'm not gonna say like has to be this, has to look like that. You know. Just, you know, I trust y'all's judgment.
I mean, at least you're more open to it now because last time we brought up the idea, you didn't even want to date the person. You're like, oh, you're going to get.
I said, hell no. I said, this. I would not date down.
By the person looks up, you're going to be down I-4.
Gone, okay? Gone. Absolutely not. I was just not here for it.
Oh,
but what if he's actually, like, handsome and witty and charming?
We're going to pick it. It's going to happen.
Okay. You know what? I'm open to it. I'm ready. Why not? What else is going on? We might as well. Derek's found love. Listen, if Derek
is out here
off the market, there's hope for all of us, okay? But yeah.
But yeah, that's all we have. Is that it for this week?
That is it. I'm gonna name this episode Seeking Entanglement.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna make an ad.
Not an ad. Oh my God, I'm soliciting.
No, maybe the next episode graphic is gonna be like an ad.
I'm scared. I'm excited. You know what? I'm just gonna let y'all do it. You know what? It's whatever. What can go wrong? The worst that can happen is I don't like them, and that's the story of my life. You know what? I'm down. And I'm not going to think too much about it before I talk myself out of it. I'm down. So yeah, you already said it. Yeah, Derek's already involved at this point, I'm sure.
No, I'm not gonna text him. I'm gonna call. I don't want to excite him through text. So after we're done, yeah.
Okay. All right, y'all. Thank you guys for listening to another episode.
Yes. Follow us on Instagram at Backtalk Podcast. Twitter _BacktalkPod. Our website is backtalkpodcast.com. Our email is backtalkthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's it.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see y'all next week. Bye.